Hello and welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast. My name is Devin. If this is your first time joining us, I live in the Nashville area. My wife is from Argentina. That's how I got started with Yerba Mate. And I have an Instagram channel, Yerba Mate Power, which led to this podcast, Yerba Power Podcast. If it's, you know, your first time joining us, want to know what Yerba Mate is, you can go to episode 1. And there's a couple other episodes to check out. Learn more about Yerba Mate, where I have some other guests on the podcast. And if you've been here before, well, then this is a special episode where I get interviewed by Pat Flynn. He is kind of the OG in podcasting. He's been doing it for well over, I don't know, at least 10 years. He has a podcast, Smart Passive Income. And he teaches people how to get started in podcasting. And I am in his kind of a mentorship, an all access pass is how I actually got started podcasting and taught me how. And I was honored to be a guest on his webinar on YouTube, where he interviewed me as one of the successful students, thanks to all you guys and your support. And I wanted to just share that story here with you all in case you, you know, didn't see it on YouTube or didn't hear. I just wanted to kind of honor you all for all the love and support that's making this podcast a success. And I'm really honored and happy to serve and, you know, provide that education and that information that I know is lacking out there, especially in English. I know that there's a couple other podcast that I've seen that unfortunately just didn't make it past a couple episodes or what have you. And I know there's at least one big name by Sudamerican Mate, and his I think Sudamerican podcast, I think it is, you know, it's all in Spanish, which is not a necessarily a downside, but realizing that there's a lot more English speakers out there. And I keep finding them everywhere, all over the world, that, you know, might not know Spanish, but they love Yerba Mate or they want to find out more. And so that's why I decided to post and talk about everything in English. I do have some Spanish episodes throughout because I did still want to cover that and also kind of provide that space to hopefully try to bridge some connections there as well. And so just to give you a little brief overview of what this episode is going to be about is I am interviewed by Pat Flynn, and he kind of asked me about how I got started, what my podcast is about, and some of my experiences learning about it, and just wanted to share all those stories and let you know that I'm trying to do the best I can to be a ambassador for Yerba Mate for you all and the world. And I also wanted to take this opportunity to honor Joseph Maximilian. He posted he rated and reviewed the Yerba Power podcast, and I'm only just now seeing it and wanted to give him a shout out and read that out for you. He put excellent and 5 stars. I'm glad I found your podcast. It's filled with information and you have a soothing voice. I'm very interested to see how you grow through this adventure. I'm definitely interested in hearing more about the health benefits of a Yerba Mate. Thank you, Joseph, for your review. All those, I know it, you hear this probably sometimes of like, rate, review, subscribe. And I don't want to be a guy that hassles you all the time, but that really does help the rankings and all the algorithms and such to get the podcast in front of more people, meaning that it goes up to the top of different lists and things that people can see it through all those internet algorithms. And so in other words, what that means is that when you know, follow up, subscribe, comment, rate, those kind of things push this Yerba Power podcast up to the top to where more people that might not have found it will see it otherwise. Because honestly, the kind of only way you find really my podcast probably would be to go to podcasts and just search Yerba Mate. And even then, I don't know that I'll show up at kind of the top of those lists. So that's why we ask those kind of things as podcasters and content creators. So I would appreciate if you have that time to rate or like, subscribe, or write a review, especially, you know, just letting me know. Please send me a message if there's anything you want to hear or that you liked or whatever. I really do appreciate that feedback, and it helps me to create better episodes for you guys. So thank you. Enjoy the episode.
All right. Now I'm going to assign our good friend Devin, who is a member of our community. Devin, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Good. How are you? It's an honor to be here. Thanks for letting me be a part.
And I love your sign. We were just talking about this right before the never, never, never give up. I mean, I almost wanted to give up on my show, and I'm so glad I didn't. And you just recently started yours. Why don't you mind really quick telling everybody what your podcast is about and sort of who you're there to serve?
So it's about yerba mate, which is a tea from South America, basically, to make it simple. And I'm just trying to, because there's not really a lot of English-speaking people in the world that understand this, and trying to make this more global instead of condensed to only South America. My wife is from Argentina, so that's helping me bridge that connection. And right now, the podcast is almost to 1,000 downloads in about 16 episodes. I just released 17 today, and we're in 35 countries. So as far as worldwide, thanks to you, it's pretty mind-boggling that many people want to listen to me talk about something that almost no one knows about.
So yerba mate, I've seen yerba mate at some of the specialty stores near me, and it seems to be a growing industry. So I think you've come in at the right time, which is really great. And what's going to happen, Devin, is because you have this voice in the community now, you're going to find that not only are you interviewing perhaps other people who are making these things, but other industry leaders are going to come to you and want to actually amplify their message and the connections that you're now going to make. Would you ever want to start your own yerba mate, like, branded drink, you think, one day?
Well, that definitely, yes. And that's what I'm still trying to figure out. Like, because, as you know, like, the audience, and especially here in America, we're not used to maybe the traditional way of what I explain and trying to, you've probably seen it in energy cans, and that's what's more familiar, I guess, here. So still trying to figure that out as far as product-wise. But I guess just to go back to what you said, the crazy thing is just the connections and networking that it's given me.
It's already helped you.
Talking on the internet. Oh, yes. It's gone like crazy because it's like all of a sudden now people are paying attention. It's like, oh, you've got a podcast. You're like official or something. And now people are reaching out to me and wanting to get on the episode, wanting to be on there. They want to advertise. They want to talk to me. They sending me all kinds of free stuff, which, I mean, I know that's not the reason I'm doing it, but getting free stuff that you're already going to do anyways is pretty cool.
You have a lot of also yerba mate fans in the chat right now saying it's the best. Didn't know there was a podcast for it. Well, now you do. Now you got a new subscriber, which is...
Now you do.
Really quick, I don't want to take too much of your time. Tell me about how SPI and specifically like the All Access Pass has been for you. What's that experience been like? What were you thinking going into it, and what has it done for you?
So shout out to your episode. I don't remember which number, but when you interviewed a student that had a ham radio, I think is what his thing was.
Yeah.
Scanner school or something. Yes. That was like, wow, if he can do it, then I can too. And it's like, if mine's even... to like even more niche than his. And so that made me want to, okay, I got to learn how to do this, get this podcasting thing. My community also, I kind of polled them. Yeah, you should do it. Like, really? Okay. So how do I get started? So that's why I got into SBI. And that course, as you know, has been successful, but I feel like it's very, helps you get all the stuff that you overthink is really simple, to be honest. And I tell people that, hey, just a couple steps. Here's the whole explanation on the course, and you'll get through it. And then it's just continue to produce. The accelerators have been very helpful because that also gives me some feedback really quickly and instantly about, hey, what do you think about this? Here's a title. What do you think about this? Reaching out to people as well. And just having a framework, I think, more than anything, of like just do these tasks has been very helpful.
That's awesome.
Got me where I'm at.
Which accelerator or accelerators have you taken part of?
So the podcasting one, I was going to do email marketing, but decided I wasn't really ready for that. So I switched to the YouTube one that we're going on right now.
Yep.
That one, I'll be honest for just you guys out there, that YouTube is, it's a little bit of a behemoth right now for me. The podcasting, I would say start there. That one's I don't know, the most rewarding instant gratification, but also lowest threshold, I would say, personally. Yep. But that's the only part that I've been in so far.
So I had forgotten that. It's actually been a while since we did the podcast one. When we did that, how was it for you as far as like time and dedication to put into it? Again, we built it in a way so that you could fit it into your own time. It obviously, you're going to have to watch some videos to get through it, but the lessons are pretty short. Can you talk about sort of how much time it actually took for you to get things rolling?
So I think it's, like you said, it's going to be on your own kind of time schedule. But I think the one thing that you said that helped everyone else out as well is just put a date on the calendar and just get there. You know, it probably took me, honestly, about 6 weeks, I think. I was going to try to cram it into 1 month, and I realized, okay, I need about 2 more weeks to get a couple episodes, which worked great. The advice you said of, you know, putting 3 up there and then launch them all at the same time, because then I had like a little bit extra time window to come up with a couple more episodes and before, instead of feeling rushed. And that, I guess that's, you know, 6 weeks, I guess, the short answer.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that was alongside the accelerator, right? Like as the accelerator was going on, like you were building and kind of, you know, doing it at the same time as everybody else.
Yeah, and I probably did it the hardest way, to be honest, because almost all my episodes, I'm interviewing someone, which that's, as you know, a whole thing in itself of trying to set up a time and get them, everybody, all that stuff, which now Google has a calendar invite you can just send to people, which has been super helpful. But yeah, so I probably did it a lot harder than it should be as far as just recording 3 solo episodes. And in that case, you know, I think if you, and just starting out, just do anything, your first episode's always going to suck. And that thing, that's the encouragement that anybody will tell you, just do the first one, just get it over with, just say whatever. And you'll be surprised, because right now it's the most downloaded episode I have, even though I know it sucks and it's the worst, but because it's, I guess, your first episode, everybody wants to go back and listen to that. And I refuse to change it because I want to go back and listen to that and say like, wow, look where I've come. So anyways, all the things I know you've said, but now to hear it from someone that's been through it. So
yeah, no, thank you, Devin. That's really helpful, and to hear your perspective, especially still here in the early days, but already seeing success come from your podcast and more to come for sure. Just thank you so much for trusting us to help you. Well done. We are here to guide all of you, but you still, like Devin, have to, you know, take action. We hope you do take action today and get in this accelerator that's coming up, because it's actually going to be a 10-week accelerator. So we're spacing things out a little bit, giving you more cushion, and that way you'll be able to launch your podcast together with everybody before the new year, which is sort of the plan here and why we timed it this way. So Devin, thank you so much. One more time, what's your Yerba Mate podcast called so we can all go subscribe to it and get more interested in it?
Appreciate it, Pat. It's Yerba Power Podcast.
Yerba Power.
And thanks to the SBI community. They helped me come up with the title and the image and everything. So,
dude, I love it, man. We'll keep on keeping on, never, never give up. And we'll talk soon, all right? Thanks again.
Thanks for listening. I'm going to put everything that was in the episode in the show notes for you all, as well as a link to the YouTube video if you do want to watch that video of the interview I was in with Pat Flynn. I'm also kind of really starting my own YouTube channel. I put some shorts and stuff on there and trying to put some more longer form videos to really educate, because Instagram, although it's great, it doesn't allow, you know, more than a minute and 30 seconds to really talk about some of these topics that I know you guys are asking questions about. This is an audio format, but I know some of the things you have to kind of show visually. So that's why I've started getting on YouTube. You can find it at Yerba Mate Power on YouTube as well. If you get up there and you find it useful, please do me a favor and subscribe there as well, because that definitely helps a lot of things with YouTube and its algorithms. And that plays a part in all this stuff. And if you have any other questions, like I said, message me on Instagram. Be happy to help. Until next time, take care and salute.